Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Serious question, Lee.
Okay.
Are Democrats trying to get members of ICE killed Colorado style? Yeah. I can prove it, too. I'm not just throwing incendiary remarks around. Are they trying to get them killed?
They are certainly at risk of doing that, yes.
At the rate they're going right now. Okay. If you're following what's going on in San Diego, which you are not if you are taking in legacy media, they're blacking it out. A violent Democrat mob attacked ICE officers who were merely trying to do their job. They were doing a raid on a restaurant that illegally employs illegal immigrants. They ended up having to deploy basically smoke bombs because the violent left-wing lunatic mob was spitting on them and hurling glass bottles at them, standing in between them and the illegals. Okay. While they were doing, we're going to break all the parts of this down. While they were doing that, they were wearing masks. Well, the left has become obsessed with this, called them Gestapo, and is demanding they take the masks off. Why? So they can dox them and their families and their children. And send the left-wing mobs to their houses, which is a tactic that Democrats have been using for 150 years. Left-wingers have, I should say. It's a tactic they've been using. Okay, so to break this down, we'll start with the San Diego council member who called ICE agents terrorists after the raid. They are... terrorists. This is one of the tactics that Democrat leadership is using, both locally and nationally, because they'll kind of wink, wink, nod, nod, convey that, well, these ICE officers are kind of breaking the law. They're kind of terrorists. They're kind of Gestapo. It's kind of bad. They never say, like, the what they're doing that is illegal. And the answer is because there isn't anything. They are enforcing the law. Notice something here before I play this absolutely disgusting audio by Cory Booker, who I swear is trying to get members of ICE killed. I don't know how else you could look at it. If Democrats want these ICE raids to end, Lee, instead of violently hurling bottles, instead of doxing ICE agents and their children, maybe they could pass laws opening the border. Open borders laws. Get rid of this idea that coming here illegally is a crime. And ICE will go away. Defund ICE. Once you run on that, defund ICE and ICE will go away. Run on it. Make the argument to the American people. They're not, though.
No.
Instead, they are implying, wink, wink, nod, nod, to their lunatic friend sheeple, hey, these guys are breaking the law. You might want to go do something about that. But they're not. They're just enforcing the law. So Democrats are saying we have the right to break the law. Illegals have the right to break the law. And we are going to violently oppose anybody who doesn't let them. That is literally their position. Listen to this rhetoric. This is New York Representative Dan Goldman. And thank God he's not Vice President Tim Walz.
This is Gestapo-like behavior, where plainclothes officers wearing masks are terrorizing immigrants.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense.
Here's Cory Booker, leader of the Democrats in Congress. This is incredibly irresponsible, especially right after the Colorado attack. Are you kidding me? By an illegal immigrant that Joe Biden not only let in, let overstay the visa, but rewarded with a work permit?
This is not the Soviet Union. We're not behind the Iron Curtain. This is not the 1930s. And every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will, of course, be identified. That, in fact, is the law. And we're going to make sure that the American people have the transparency necessary to hold people accountable when they're folks who cross the line.
See what they're doing there? It's brilliantly. Makes it sound like they're, you know, ICE is maybe breaking the law a little bit, maybe a little bit out of control, maybe doing some wrong or illegal things. But he never says what those things are.
Yeah.
They're just enforcing the law. But the Democrats deliberately create confusion. So what do they want right now? They want these agents unmasked so their mobs can hurt them. I'm going to explain. But here's Cory Booker. This is what they want.
Every single ICE agent who's engaged in this aggressive overreach and are trying to hide their identities from the American people will be unsuccessful in doing that. This is America. That's what's going to happen.
Okay. They want them unmasked. Why do they want them unmasked? You can hear this is the head of ICE, Todd Lyons-Lee, and he was emotional saying this. He was asked in San Diego, you know, why are your agents covering their faces? And he walked away from the podium, got angry, came back, and explained.
I'm going to answer the mask question. So, not the mask. So a lot of agencies were invited to come out 2 weeks ago in Los Angeles where we ran an operation where ICE officers were doxxed. So let's just say that again. People are out there taking photos of the names, their faces, and posting them online with death threats to their family and themselves. So I'm sorry if people are offended by them wearing masks, but I'm not going to let my officers and agents go out there and put their lives on the line and their family on the line because people don't like what immigration enforcement is. They are wearing those masks because we ran an operation with the Secret Service where we arrested someone that was going online, taking their photos, posting their families, their kids' Instagram, their kids' Facebooks, and targeting them. So let me ask, is that the issue here, that we're just upset about the masks? Or is anyone upset with the fact that ICE officers' families were labeled terrorists?
They're children.
Yeah.
This is the left. This is the modern left. And you know how you know the left knows this is a bad look, Lee? That the San Diego raid with the violent leftist mob, the smoke bombs and the bottles, none of the legacy media reported it, except Fox News. NBC, to their credit, did 46 seconds, but they didn't show the worst of the footage. In other words, they just showed a woman arguing with the ICE agents. They didn't show the violence, the spitting, the slurs, the F-bombs, the chanting, and they literally physically obstructed ICE from doing their job. This is where we are in this country. Democrats know this is a bad look. So on the one hand, they're getting their mobs, hey, go get them, Gestapo, Gestapo. And then on the other hand, not showing those mobs and acting like, wow, ICE agents are just walking around for no reason at all with something on their face. It's evil.
Well, these Democrats have no problem with the Hamas terrorists supporting Palestinian protesters wearing masks and Palestinian headdress
Bingo.
Covering their heads and faces.
Yeah. They don't.
No problem with that at all.
Texter on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line writes, Gestapo picked up legal Jews who hadn't committed crimes. ICE is picking up illegal criminals. Big difference. Yeah. Now, as a reporter, I know this, okay? Cory Booker is misleading here and quite frankly lying, okay? Here's how the law, he says it's the law, here's how it works, okay? After an ICE raid, we are entitled as American people to know which officers were involved, okay? We don't have secret police in this country. Believe me, we don't want to go there. After the raid, beforehand, no, they don't have to let you know. After, yes, that is FOIA information. Government has to hand it over. I have every reason to believe the Trump administration will. I hate it. I know the left's going to dox them and try to hurt them and their children, but that is, he's right. That's the law. However, they are not entitled to your face. They are not entitled to have an open, naked shot at photographing your face so they can put it online in an attempt to get their loons to kill you. That, the courts have ruled that, that is not covered by FOIA.
Yeah.
So they have every right to cover their faces when they're doing that raid. And they've never had to do it until the Democrats started this stuff. Calling them terrorists like that. Going after their children?
No.
Folks, the left is unhinged. Mm-hmm. And for Booker to say that, Lee, I mean, within what? 72 hours of an illegal immigrant burning, firebombing children mm-hmm. and a grandmother?
Yeah, Holocaust survivor. Yeah.
I mean, holy cow. And they know it's wrong. They know it's a bad look. That's why it's not on their media, that they're not showing the mobs that have begun to show up. And I think Gateway Pundit said this morning, is Cory Booker trying to get an ICE agent killed? Yes. Yes, he is. I think he is. I think they are. To build the Gestapo narrative. All while fake Tapper goes out there and says, oh, us, we wanted the same closed borders Trump is providing. Yeah, Joe Biden was just, senile and he messed up.
No.
His argument is he forgot to tell the head of Department of Homeland Security to close the border. He didn't give the order and Mayorkas was waiting for it the whole time and he never got it. And see, so we would be just like Trump if he just would elect us again. We totally won't let another 21 million in. We won't do that. While they do this junk to try to stop these people from being deported. Texter writes, let's just make it a law that makes it illegal to wear masks at all. I mean, well, Congress could do that. But again, a better way for these Democrats, instead of trying to get ICE agents and their children hurt or killed with their lies, if you really believe this is wrong, this is Gestapo, then you go ahead, you run on changing federal law. No more immigration enforcement. Run on it. Give the American people a chance to vote on it. We'll see how it turns out. But they won't. Instead, they want the right to break the law. We cannot give it to them. We cannot give it to them. Yeah, Texter writes, like Lee was saying, hey, Tara, what about the protesters that wear masks? Well, those are Democrats, though. That's okay. Those are violent Hamas-loving Democrats, Joe.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Folks, when the terrorist future Democrat voter who Joe Biden rewarded for his visa overstay with a work permit, which he then overstayed that too, Soleimani, was in the process of firebombing children and a elderly Holocaust survivor, because that's who we let into this country right now. Democrats will throw glass bottles at you and call you a terrorist if you try to deport them, which is what they did in San Diego. What was Soleimani yelling while he was committing this atrocious act? Well, stuff he read in the Washington Post, BBC, Associated Press, lies, in other words. He was yelling at these poor protesters who only want the hostages Hamas is still holding back. That's all they want. He's yelling, "How many children have you killed?"
We're here. We're here. We're here. We can't do nothing about that. We can't do nothing.
We can't.
Not here.
We have to end Zionists.
Not here, bro.
End Zionists, which he tried to do with the firebombing. How many children have you killed? Where might he have been, who might he have been pushed over the edge by? Mainstream media, lying. The Washington Post just retracted its fake news about the deaths at the Gaza aid site. And folks, they wouldn't have done this if this Soleimani mass murder attempt and firebombing wasn't an embarrassment to them and what he was yelling. That's the only, they don't care that these children are hurt. They don't care that this grandmother was hurt. They don't care about any of that. They're embarrassed, and so they're just quietly retracting their fake news. What was the fake news? That disseminated by Hamas, that Israeli troops opened fire on poor Palestinians just seeking food, killed 31 of them. They ran it uncritically without mentioning the fact that the aid group funded by America distributing that food is like, that did not happen. No, it's not real. Something not being real has never stopped the Washington Post before, where democracy goes to die in darkness and probably a lot of pain. Washington Post, you can see the correction on my X feed, just ran a correction. It says, we've deleted the post below, their lie, about at least 31 people being gunned down by Israel. We have deleted the post below because it and early versions of the article didn't meet the post's fairness standards. They don't have fairness standards. The background, early versions of this article on Sunday stated Israeli troops had killed more than 30 people near a U.S. aid site in Gaza. The article failed to make it clear if attributing the deaths to Israel was the position of the Gaza Health Ministry or a fact verified by the Post. The article and headline were updated on Sunday evening, making it clear there was no consensus on who was responsible for the shoot. They didn't happen! Damn! They're still lying. If you have a source that says they didn't happen, you know how you fix that? You just ignore the source. Then you prime the pump for the jihadist illegal immigrant terrorist. It's just great Democrat stuff. Here's the crazy part. They only did this after being called out by Israel ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee. And if you want to know how to tell the mainstream media is lying when they're writing about Gaza, here's the tell. And Huckabee was really smart to point this out. If they don't tell you where they get this information, the Gaza Health Ministry, who runs that? Well, they don't say. They sound kind of official, health ministry. This sounds like probably just some doctors, right? No. The Gaza Health Ministry, like every other thing in Gaza, is run by Hamas. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terror group, and for good reason. They were the ones on hang gliders who raped innocent women, burnt children alive. Those people, they're great guys. So we can't really take them seriously when they tell lies like Israelis just gunned down 31 people for no reason. All they wanted was food. If you don't explain to people in your article that the Gaza Health Ministry or the government of Gaza or Gaza government officials are Hamas, you're lying. You're lying. Any report on casualties allegedly created, committed by Israel that doesn't explain, hey, if Hamas is the source, it's kind of Hamas, that's deception. That is manipulations, propaganda designed to foment violence. But folks, they don't care. There's no shame. They'll just move on to the next propaganda. By the way, they left a headline up. You have to go into the article to find out it's fake. And again, the only reason they're doing this is because Huckabee called them out and blamed them for that terror attack, which they deserve. They'll be at it. They'll be at it again next week with a new set of lies. Whip up the anti-Semitism, foment the hatred of Jews. Why? I don't know. They're Democrats. It's what they do. It's what they're into right now. It's really hip. Washington Post retracts it. By the way, still doesn't explain, again, if the health ministry or the government or a government officials from Gaza, what kind of officials? Well, terrorists. They're on our designated terror. Have a terror designation from the State Department. Oh, those terrorists. Yeah, those terrorists. They say. And when the illegal immigrant terrorist torching Jews is yelling the talking points of the Washington Post, it's kind of a problem.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Well, here's what everybody's going to be buzzing about today around the water cooler. This will go to top 10 in the country. People just haven't seen it yet. The NFL, man, couldn't resist. Some are already saying this is their Bud Light moment, and they are trending on X. Because football is gay, says the NFL. No, no, you will not be allowed to watch a sport. You will not be allowed to just enjoy a sport. No, no, you must be proselytized to. You must learn. You must hear. You must take part in woke. This new ad by the NFL, like I said, already being called the NFL's Bud Light moment. It is pretty unbelievable. There's no audio. I can't play it for you. But it's in celebration of Pride Month. Here's what it says. Football, it's a 30-second ad. Excuse me. Football is gay. Football is lesbian. Football is beautiful. Football is queer, life, exciting, transgender, power, tough, bisexual, freedom. Football is American. Football is accepting. Football is everything. Football is for everyone. And then they have the NFL logo. NFL proudly supports the Trevor Project. LGBTQ youth with at least one accepting adult have a 40% lower risk of attempting suicide. And of course, it's the NFL logo with the rainbow pride color. So NFL, so football is transgender, just so you knew. You thought it was just a game that you enjoyed, but no. They do this, folks. They weren't going to hold out long. The crowds had come back. People had forgiven them and moved on after the BLM moment blew up in their face. But it's going to be interesting. See how this works out for them. Okay, jobs report is at least a payroll. The payroll numbers, the private payroll numbers. And I'm going to level with you. It wasn't good. ADP private payrolls for May, plus 37,000 jobs versus the 110K expected. It is the weakest ADP report since May of 2023. So Trump's got an uphill climb if he's going to get to the 3% growth he has promised so that the deficit spending in his big, beautiful bill doesn't hurt America, doesn't hurt our solvency. It's going to be tough. But, you know, anybody can do it. Anybody can do it. All right. Meanwhile, the biggest story in the country, the breakup between Elon Musk and the Republican Party. It's kind of interesting how it happened. There's a lot of things to catch here, okay? Catch thing number one. Elon Musk checked out a few weeks ago, said he wasn't going to donate anymore. That didn't last long. He's vowing now to take out people who voted for this bill in the general election. Well, that would elect Democrats. A lot of people pointing that out online. You might want to elect Republicans because Democrats are certainly not going to help you if you're worried about deficit spending. But notice something about Elon Musk's X post, which right now is the biggest story in the country. He writes about the big, beautiful bill. And he's truly upset. This is a guy who gave everything to try to or potentially gave everything to try to save the country. This is a guy who has death threats every day. This is a guy who has to beg his mothers of his children to please, you know, not post in public because you could be killed. And he writes, I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it. Notice something here. He had that press conference with Trump on Friday. By his side, right? He's not calling out Trump here. At least not yet. Maybe he will. He's calling out Congress. He's calling out the GOP leadership. Why? Because he knows what I know. As recently as November, Mike the Knife Johnson was working with the Democrats. He had abandoned the Republicans and was working with the Democrats to pass their agenda. Mike could just as easily go back and do this like that. In fact, they saved his speakership. Remember, the Democrat votes voted to save his speakership when Republicans wanted to deep six him. Trump goes boo to Mike DeKnife, he'll switch sides. Trump knows it. Elon Musk knows it. That's why he's not hitting Trump too hard. What has happened here is a hostage situation. Republicans have said, we get to bankrupt the country. We don't care what happens in the bond market. We could give a rip. And we get to spend whatever we want. And we're going to hold Trump's agenda hostage until we do. That's what's going on here. Trump can't even say boo to them. His margins are too small. He's got to be like, yeah, I love these guys. Maybe he actually does love them. Nobody knows. This bill is exactly what Elon Musk is saying that it is. It's bad. It's a really, really, really bad deal. There were three ways forward here. Number one, for debt, for deficit. It is a fantastic way forward for immigration enforcement. We're not going to save the country if we don't get the immigration enforcement stuff in it passed, including the absolutely critical 10,000 enforcement officers that this bill hires, funds. $37 billion for the wall, $5 billion for immigration enforcement. And folks, if we don't get these people out of our country before Democrats get back in and amnesty them, country's gone. Trump knows that. At the same time, does this bill break the bank? You bet it does. It dramatically increases Biden's deficit. Now, do I trust the Congressional Budget Office? No, I don't. They're liars. But folks, there's two separate conservative rating organizations on here saying virtually the same thing, except their estimates are a little lower. This is going to add $150 to $200 billion to deficit, blowing way past where Biden went. It is. It's what is. Can't hide it. It's the only way to get Trump's agenda through. Is Elon Musk right? Yes, he is. He's absolutely right. This is an absolute betrayal. I mean, come on. Republicans were promising, hey, let Mike DeKnife knife us one more time, work with the Democrats. We'll fix this when Trump's in. They had no intention of fixing it. It's a betrayal. Musk isn't wrong to feel betrayed. That's the truth. But on the other hand, we don't get this through. We're not getting these people out of country. Saw that terrorist attack? As Tom Homan said, there's a million of them out there, gotaways. They paid extra money to not turn themselves into the Border Patrol, where you get a work permit and a free phone. And that's if you're wanted in your own country for homicide. Who the hell are these people? I mean, you could honestly be on the run from Interpol, on Interpol's watch list, and they will give you a work permit and let you go, Biden administration. So who's in this country that wanted to avoid that? There's a million of them. We have no way to get them out without this agenda. That is why, notice the subtlety here. For now, Elon Musk did not call Trump out. He called out Congress. He knows what's going on. These guys are evil. They're stone cold. I mean, they are. Thune, Mike Johnson, don't let them fool you. They're evil people. They're not good people. They're not. However, there's a flip side to this. I think what Donald Trump is telling himself, and Elon Musk doesn't trust Congress to do this, okay? That's why he wants payola now. He wants to at least begin to shave a quarter of the deficit off, which is a very reasonable request. It really is. He doesn't believe Congress. Trump wants to do it another way. He's got about a dozen rescission bills he wants to send one at a time to Congress and have them cut this stuff, starting with the PBS, NPR, USAID cuts be about $9.4 billion. Not a lot, but it's just the first one. Trump's convinced he could do it himself. Musk doesn't want to wait. That's where we are. It's a trust issue. And there's nothing to trust about the Republican Congress. Do I think Republicans can even defund NPR and PBS? No, I don't. I'm not optimistic. Because a lot of them are really Democrats. They're Bush-era saboteurs. They were hired to undermine the Republican agenda and help the Democrats. That's what they do. That's why Karl Rove funded and recruited them. They're still there. If Elon Musk wants to help, he can get rid of them in the primaries. What Trump is telling himself, I'm going to cut it myself. Now, he's fighting in court for the ability to cut, which tells me he's going to do it. One more thing. Remember when Elon Musk said there's $1 trillion of waste here? And then remember when Scott Bessent said almost four weeks ago now, about a third of the payment requests the Treasury's getting are fake? And then remember when even 60 Minutes came behind Elon Musk and said, yeah, this is about $1 trillion a year worth of fraud. Trump's telling himself, I'm going to cut it. I'm going to win the court fights and I'm going to cut it no matter what the Republicans do. They can't stop me. So pass the bill. Give me my agenda. Give me my immigration funding. I'm going to come cut it in the back. On the back end, Elon Musk saying we can't count on that. There's 15 ways we could lose. The bond market could wobble again. And that could truly be a disaster. Don't kid yourself. Musk isn't wrong. That's where we are, folks. That's the truth of it. Musk isn't confused. Rand Paul isn't crazy. That's where we really are. It's two ways forward. And look, I get both sides. I really do. Well, as China has unleashed not one, but two bioweapons on us in what, 2 weeks? Has it been 2 weeks? Not one, but two bioweapons China has unleashed on us in 2 weeks. Yeah, the new COVID strain comes from China. What are the odds? They even put a press release to let us know it comes from China because they wanted us to know. Yeah, out of 145 countries. Weird that it keeps coming out of the country with the Wuhan lab. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. And then there's the agri bioweapon, which could devastate U.S. crops, cause all kinds of physical harm to Americans. Yeah, they were sneaking it into the country when they got caught. Trump posts on True Social, I like President Xi of China, always have and always will, but he is very tough. Yeah, I'll say he's killed 1.5 million of us. That's pretty tough. He's done it since 2017, so yeah, he's tough. And is extremely hard to make a deal with, he says. Oh, I'll say it's beyond that. This is the same China that just 2 weeks ago confessed to Scott Bessent, folks, I can't get off this because this is crazy, in those trade negotiations. Yeah, you know what? That fentanyl, that was us. Sorry about the 250,000 dead Americans and the, yeah, innocent toddler whose mom rented an Airbnb and she touched the side table. She's dead now. But 250,000, yeah, dead Americans. Sorry about that. Hey, as part of trade negotiations, though, we can make you an offer. We won't send any more fentanyl to kill you. Again, that's just the fentanyl overdoses since 2017. Not counting it, the 1.1 million dead of COVID. Our government lies. It's about half that, half a million. So what are we pushing, a million dead? But hey, the year is young. So now they've got a new COVID variant. And now they're trying to take out our crops. And if you had any doubt that the Democrats love all of this, love all of this, would love to answer to China, well, this ought to prove it to you. The Democrat lunatic liberal governor, we're told, except because of the fraud, and I think she's actually not even the governor. But anyway, Katie Hobbs of Arizona just vetoed a bill that would have restricted Chinese land ownership around military bases and nuclear sites in Arizona to 30%. Didn't even say no. 30%. No, too much. Too far for Katie. Folks, when are we going to start to understand something here? These people are not merely cheating to get the upper hand in trade. They're trying to kill us. Can you imagine a world in which China is the lone superpower? Dear God, they're not the lone superpower now. I got to tell you, folks, this idea of we'll cut a trade deal so they'll open their markets to us, not after this week, not after a new COVID variant from China, not after this bio attack. By the way, one of the researchers who was smuggling this into the country got caught. University of Michigan, y'all. He said, I just wanted to work on it in the lab. Yeah. What kind of article did he have on him when he did that? Oh, it was an article about using that very substance for warfare. Weird. Kind of sounds like a terror attack. And folks, never forget, we just in the last 5 years busted the Chinese with an illegal bioweapons lab on our soil. When are we going to get? They want us dead. When are we going to get it? We can't negotiate. I hate to say it, the only one who's made any sense this week on this, and they don't mean it, trust me, they're lying, but the only one, 500% tariffs on China across the board. We're done. We're done. New York Post could not understand why Trump backed away from the high tariffs. He said, look, we were on schedule for 10 million to 15 million unemployed in the streets, burning factories, which they'd already started doing. We need those people to drag the heads of the Communist Party out of their homes and end the Communist Party. The only way forward, that or kinetic war.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.